Officials say Iran is responsible for threatening emails sent to voters in multiple battleground states. Those emails demanded votes for U.S. President Trump. Some of the emails were made to look like they had been sent by a neo-fascist group, and those told voters they would come after them if they did not vote for President Trump. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence says the motive was to discredit the president. U.S. officials also said that Iran and Russia have obtained voter registration data for U.S. voters, although this information is publicly accessible. LGBTQ Catholics and their allies in the United States are welcoming Pope Francis's endorsement of same-sex civil unions, the first time he's done so as Pope. But some prominent Catholics say he's blatantly contradicting church teaching. Among them is the Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, who says the church cannot support what he calls immoral relationships. In contrast, the head of a ministry representing LGBTQ Catholics hails what he calls an historic shift for a church that has a record of persecuting gays. The Pope's remarks came in a feature-length documentary called Francesco that premiered this week at the Rome Film Festival. At least 15 people were killed in a stampede among thousands of Afghans gathered near Pakistan's consulate as jostling broke out between people applying for visas. Two provincial officials told Reuters that an estimated 3,000 Afghans had congregated on the open ground, usually used for sports or public gatherings, and just outside the consulate. They were waiting to collect tokens needed to apply for a visa. 11 of the 15 victims were women, and several senior citizens were among more than a dozen injured. For more on these international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Federal health officials in the U.S. are warning of a distressing trend in coronavirus cases rapidly spreading across the country. The past week has seen a big spike nationwide, says Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Deputy Director Dr. Jay Butler. He says the U.S. has seen nearly 60,000 cases a day on average, as well as 700 deaths. Butler also said the increase is affecting nearly 75% of the country and that the Midwest is hard hit, likely because colder weather means more indoor activities. According to the CDC, another factor is that smaller, more intimate gatherings of family and friends may be driving infections because people let their guard down in these settings and don't wear masks or keep 6 feet apart. Meantime, the U.S. regulators who will decide the fate of COVID-19 vaccines are asking outside scientists if their standards are high enough. The Food and Drug Administration may have to decide by year's end whether to allow use of the first vaccines. Thursday, a federal advisory committee debates whether the guidelines of the FDA have set for vaccine developments are rigorous enough. Among the big questions, exactly how much evidence is needed to be sure a vaccine is safe and effective. The U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of 3 weapon systems to Taiwan, including sensors, missiles, and artillery that could have a total value of $1.8 billion. Reuters has reported that the White House was moving forward with 5 separate sales of sophisticated military equipment to Taiwan with a total value of around $5 billion. Britain and the European Union have agreed to resume talks on reaching a trade deal to govern their future relations, setting out a new set of organizing principles for intensified talks, which began Thursday. They will prioritize their duty of care to the individuals and negotiating teams on both sides and make appropriate decisions on the basis of evidence as the final stages of the negotiation moves forward. Democrats in the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee say they will boycott a vote scheduled for Thursday on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to fill the vacant Supreme Court seat. Democrats are protesting President Trump's nomination of Barrett following the mid-September death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, arguing that he should have awaited the outcome of the November 3rd presidential election. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.